Welcome to Grasping the Word for the last week of January 2024. Our verse of the week is from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And today we are going to listen to some excerpts from a sermon that was preached on the Harvest Time radio broadcast by Pastor Robert Sabin on May 10th, 1981. May God bless you. Just why is it important to know about Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ claimed to be the Savior of the world. Others claimed it for him to be the Savior or to save mankind, he had to be who he was, who he claimed to be. Whom did he claim to be? Whom did others claim him to be? The answer, God himself, the creator of the universe. Was he? We shall see. Where will we look? At the most authenticated literature that is known to the human race, the Word of God. First of all, let me tell you that there are two clusters of scripture in the Bible in both the Old Testament and New Testament. One cluster has to do with the person of God, the Creator. The other cluster of scriptures has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. To some, these scriptures seem to be mutually exclusive. Not everyone, you know, believes Jesus is who he claimed to be. Some think he was our elder brother, who preexisted with us in an anti-mortal world and then was born with us into the mortal existence to undergo a period of probation. Others think he is one of a family of God beings. Others think he is an angel, the highest created being perhaps, but a demigod, not really the mighty God. And still others think he is a prophet, along with Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, and others. What does the Bible claim him to be? Let us look first of all at the first cluster of scriptures, those scriptures that have to do with God's absolute, indivisible oneness. The Bible rings out in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." In Malachi chapter 2, verse 10, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us?" Isaiah 46 and 9, "The Lord said, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." And Isaiah 42, verse 8, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 through 14, "The Lord said, I am he, not we are they, but I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6, "Jehovah the King of Israel says this, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, there is no God." No eternal progression of gods. No successive revelation of gods. Beside me, there is no God. In Isaiah 44, verse 8, "Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Now, who is speaking in all of these verses? Jehovah God. Whenever we find a capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in the King James Version of the Bible, it represents the Hebrew tetragrammaton, that four-letter, four-consonant word in the Hebrew language substituted by Lord in our King James Bible, which means Jehovah, is speaking in all of these instances in the Old Testament, telling us that he is absolutely one. In Isaiah 45, verse 21, we read, Have not I, the Lord, told it from that time? There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Now that one God was absolutely alone in creation. Remember what he said? Malachi 2:10, hath not one God created us? And Isaiah 44, verse 24, declares unequivocally, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So we find that the Lord was absolutely alone in creation, no collateral persons with him. Now the Old Testament also declares to us that no other one was ever to be brought into being to be God. The Lord said, I am the first, I am the last, beside me there is no God. No one was ever to be brought into being as God. What about Jesus Christ? He claimed to be God, and the Bible claimed him to be God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 says, he was before all things. John the Baptist said of him in John 1, verse 30, he was before me. John the Baptist was really older than Jesus Christ, and yet John said, he was before me. In Luke chapter 10, verse 11, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 tells us that he is the one that was from the beginning. In John chapter 17, verse 5, Jesus said he was before the world was. How about these things? It looks like we have two clusters of beliefs which are mutually exclusive. If one is true, the other cannot be. If God is one and he is alone and was never to be succeeded by another person who would be God, and if Jesus Christ claimed to be God, then either he is an imposter or he must be indeed that one God who revealed himself in the Old Testament as Jehovah, the creator of the universe. Well, the conflict that seems to exist melts away. The mystery is resolved. When we read what the Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ, it tells us that the one true God, the Spirit, the Creator, the only divine person, invisible, was manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, from the New English Bible says, for it is in Christ that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. The King James Version of this verse reads, all the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. Colossians 1, verse 19 in the New English Bible, for in him the complete being of God, by God's own choice, came to be. In the words of Paul in the King James Version of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. So friends, the great God, the creator of the universe, the only divine person, actually came into this world in the flesh or body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 makes it so plain. Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Remember the incident recorded in the 14th chapter of John? Jesus was talking with the disciples, speaking about the Father and saying, if you had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Revelation chapter 12, verse 13, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. How much like Isaiah that is when Jehovah was speaking and said, I am the first and the last. Now Jesus says, I am the first and the last. Are these two persons that are eliminating each other as potential deities? Absolutely not. The same person is speaking at two different times in the history of his revelation to mankind. He speaks to them as Jehovah, the Old Testament, and then speaks to them as Jehovah manifested in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, you do not have to try to find God in some mysterious theological terminology that you can never understand. You can behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He had to be who he was to do what he did. What did he do? He came to save the world. Could he? Indeed, he could. He was the one that the world had sinned against. He was the one that held the judgment against the earth. So he was the one who could save mankind. And he died for you.